If you are now or have ever been a dog lover, there's a place you have to see. Dog Mountain in northern Vermont. 150 acres of rolling Vermont hills, trails, and ponds where leashes are optional. There's a dog chapel, more about that in a minute, and an annual summer dog party.
Oh man, there are a lot of dogs arriving.
Which is why we're here. Steve and I and our pandemic puppy.
Come on, Alfie. Come on, Alfie. Come on.
Oh, wait.
Come on, Alfie.
Well, that's a corgi, eh?
It is a corgi. Alfie.
Alfie.
Hey, Alfie. What's it all about?
Yeah, right.
This is Suki, and she is the most spectacular dog on the planet.
Well, I know. We've got Alfie here.
Everybody's dog is like that.
Okay, we're going to come on in here into the gallery.
Must be reached the gallery.
Look at this little corgi guy.
Dog Mountain was created by Stephen Hunick and his wife, Gwen. Stephen was a self-taught folk artist who spent much of his life painting and drawing and carving dogs. He and his wife created the tradition of dog parties. After their deaths, the Friends of Dog Mountain formed to keep it going.
My name is Amanda McDermott, and I've been working at Dog Mountain for 15 years, so I've been at many, many dog parties. It's a big hoopla of fun, music, food, silly dog contests. My favorite is Best Kisser. So it's just a real fun day for dogs, you know? There isn't that many places that dogs get to meet and greet on such a wide scale and just have a great day.
Stephen's life was marked by hardship, including a midlife accident that put him in a coma for months.
There was a definite point where we didn't know if he was going to make it type of situation, but thankfully he did. And when he came out, he had to start all over again. He had to learn how to walk again, talk again, and do art again. And what was amazing was his dogs were such a big part of his healing process.
What did people in this area, like the St. Johnsbury area, think about this guy?
Oh, they thought he was crazy. You know, when anybody tells you, I'm going to spend $1 million and build a dog chapel, but when you go in the chapel and you see the thousands and thousands of handwritten notes, photos of all these animals that have touched people in such a way, you understand.
So the dog chapel, it's the real reason people come here. It's why it's a pilgrimage site. Picture a small, white, New England-style church with a steeple on top. And inside, the walls really are completely covered with handwritten cards and notes and pictures commemorating a dog somebody loved and lost.
Wow. Oh my God, the stained glass windows, like a church, but each of them has a dog face.
Yeah, we've lost, well, three, Misha, Jones, and Augie. But you get past it and you get a new dog.
Yeah. No, you never get all the way past it.
No, you don't get past it.
I think about Augie. Augie was my closest friend ever. He was the best dog ever in my life.
And makes
people say you get one dog in your life, that's the one, and he was the one. Really. But I love Ruggles, but in a kind of a different kind of way. And
Stephen Hunick said the dog chapel was the largest artwork of his life and the most personal. He believed in the healing power of dogs, but in the end, even they weren't enough to keep him here. Stephen and Gwen had always struggled to keep Dog Mountain afloat, but when the recession hit, they had to lay off staff. Loans came due. They couldn't find backers. And in January of 2010, Stephen lost his lifelong struggle with depression and took his life. Gwen died 3 years later. And yet, Dog Mountain is still here, still clearly thriving.
It's a song that Robert Johnson wrote way back around 1928.
Dogs and people, frisbees, celebration. Family and friends and an army of volunteers keeps it going. And word has spread. Today, people and their dogs come here from hundreds of miles away.
Have you been over the pond, Steve?
Yeah, they were going to have taco trucks or something.
Have you been to the pond?
We've just been in the gallery. And
Are these your first dogs?
Oh, no. No, I've had plenty of dogs. He has not. Yeah, but I have, plenty of dogs. And so they're my treat. They're my family. Yeah, so this is the one-year-old, Kaiser.
You are beautiful.
He's a good boy. You have anything to say to the reporter?
Look at all the dogs swimming.
Yeah.
He's never been.
Alfie. Alfie, come on, sweetie. Alfie.
Meanwhile, Alfie has decided the pond is where the action's at. It's where the big dogs are. The labs and retrievers are having a total blast at the pond. They're jumping in and out, flinging mud and water everywhere, including this one who comes bounding over and rips the microphone out of my hand.
It's the first time I've lost a microphone to a large, black, wet Labrador.
When you walk, let your heart lead the way.
Yeah, so all good parties must come to an end. Time to pack up our gear. Pull Alfie away from all his new best friends and head home for a nap.
Alfie.
For all of us. But, you know, when you live with a dog, every day's a party, right?
Alfie.